The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America. From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey.
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
You tweeted about North Korea yesterday. Do you believe that they violated UN resolutions with the short-range missile launch? And does it give you pause at all to be appearing to side with a brutal dictator instead of with a fellow American, the former Vice President Joe Biden?
Well, Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
Oh, my
but
God.
At the same time, my people think it could have been a violation, as you know. I view it differently. I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention. And perhaps not. Who knows? It doesn't matter. All I know is that there have been no nuclear tests. There have been no ballistic missiles going out. There have been no long-range missiles going out. And I think that someday we'll have a deal.
But in terms of criticism that you're sort of supporting a dictator instead of an American vice president?
Well, when I look at what's been done by our vice president and the president, when I look at the horrible Iran deal that they made, look
horrible.
What happened since I terminated the Iran deal. Look what has happened to Iran. Iran, when I first came into office, was a terror. They were fighting in many locations all over the Middle East. They were behind every single major attack, whether it was Syria, whether it was Yemen, whether it was individual smaller areas, whether it was taking away oil from people. They were involved with everything. Now they're pulling back because they've got serious economic problems. We have massive, as you know, massive sanctions and other things. I mean, we just said the other day, steel, copper, different elements of what they used to sell. The oil is essentially dried up. And I'm not looking to hurt Iran at all. I'm looking to have Iran say, no nuclear weapons. We have enough problems in this world right now with nuclear weapons. No nuclear weapons for Iran.
That's what the Iran deal was about. Hello, everybody. Hello. No nuclear weapons for Iran. That's what the Iran deal was about. Hi, I apologize. I have jungle hair. I can't even explain to you, like, when I'm in the jungle, how people, what are you doing with your hair? What are you doing with your hair? Oh, I see you're wearing a hat. So that's for the frizzies. It's jungle hair. You know that rescued hiker that talked about surviving 17 days in the forest? Yeah, me too. Me too. And everything was copacetic. Everything was cool. We saw monkeys. We saw monkeys and their babies. We saw a giant crocodile, that survived everything, including bad presidents. We saw him. That thing was massive. He was a freaking monster, you know. And it's just like either you could look at that and say, see, now that's what it takes to survive everything. You need armor. You know, you need armor of steel is what you need to survive it all. Or you could look at it and go, oh, got to be a super predator. You know, it just depends on which side of the aisle you're on. But there is no politics in the jungle. There's only survival is what it is. And then everything was fine. We had a really nice time. Of course, you know, I didn't stay in the jungle. I was in the jungle for like a day or two. And then, you go back to the house, and the house is, stunning. And, you lay, you sun yourself. Of course, I'm a pasty white. I'm a milky, which is what they call me, milky white. I got sun poisoning, which is always fun. It's always fun. The only thing that I saw was I saw the Ben Carson thing. I didn't have TV, so I was watching on my phone. The Ben Carson, here. This guy is a moron, everybody. Ben Carson is an idiot. He is an absolute idiot. He is a disgrace. It is just all the best people. I don't want to have anything to do with politics. So we went like that for a while, just friends, family, mystical, magical places, some evidence of alien invasions, believe it or not, giant spheres that nobody knows how they got there, that have been there since 300 AD, according to the, archaeologists in the Costa Rica. And some think it's the Indians, but they have no idea how they transported or how they made. So others think it's aliens, you know, extraterrestrials. And Howard's one of those. So he enjoyed the spheres, thinking, you know, oh, that's how the aliens got. That's what, and, you know, we need an alien invasion. An alien invasion would unite not just this country. It would unite the freaking world against the outside invasion. He wanted alien. And everything was fine until we got on the plane and we crossed into America. Then we landed in America, and we were all getting our stuff. A nice, you know, flight. Nobody did anything. Nobody drank too much. Nobody, you know, a lot of dogs. It's like Noah's Ark on JetBlue anymore, because everybody could bring their dog now. I mean, it's like emotional therapy, emotional support. I need a dog because if I leave him at home, I'll worry. And so the dog needs, you know, and nobody even asks, you're not even allowed to ask a question because of HIPAA. HIPAA, the Privacy Act, you can't even ask, what is your malady? Why do you need this giant dinosaur of a dog in row 25? Why do you need that? You're not even allowed to ask. So it's like an ark, and there's barking, and there's various babies crying. I mean, chickens are going to be next, and I'm going to bring a monkey home. I'm going to bring a monkey home. They're just too freaking adorable. And so we were all okay, no matter what the thing was on the plane, no matter how many people. We get here. Everybody gets up, and everybody's still with the Pura Vida. Everybody's still with the vacation mode. Everybody's still in vacation head. Everybody's still a little stoned. Everybody's still a little high. Everybody's still very relaxed. And they, may I help you with your overhead bit? Can I get that for you? Yeah, can I help you? It looks heavy. What a, you know, nice, helpful, good, decent, wonderful. Nobody's, you know, exposing the fact that, oh, this person is a, you know, tomorrow they're going to be wearing a Make America Great Again hat. You know, nothing like that. And then we're all up. We're all standing in the aisle. Everybody's waiting for the doors to open. Okay. All of a sudden, an announcement comes over the loud. Please return to your seats. Please return. And I'm like, the whole attitude's changed now. We're here in America. Everybody, get in your seats. Get in your seats. What the? What's wrong? I see a police officer outside the open door on the jetway. I see the policeman standing there, and he's, you know, he's like a lieutenant colonel, because I could, you know, read the insignia. And he's like, you know, standing there, and he's, you know, everybody's seated. He waits an appropriate amount of discomforting time, and then he comes onto the airplane. I'm like, oh, no, please don't let me think this is like an immigration thing. Please, dear God, do not drag a woman and some children. I don't know what's going on. I have no. Oh, maybe there's a drug smuggler. I doubt it. Whatever. Okay, so all of a sudden, he's talking to the flight attendant, and the flight attendant is like, do you have a name, like who we're looking for? He says, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, I have a name. Could you please announce Sharon Day? Gets over.
Sharon Day, please come to the front of the aircraft. Thank you, Sharon Day.
And this woman with jungle hair, long blonde jungle hair, about my age, starts, you know, and she's walking through the plane, and she said, don't worry, I'm not in trouble. I'm the ambassador for Costa Rica. What? It was like the most undiplomatic thing I ever experienced in my whole. And you know what? I used to fly back from here to Washington, D.C. all the time. I mean, I have flown with the HUD secretary. I have flown with Chuck Schumer. I have flown with, you name it, from Congress. Okay? Nobody asks for a uniformed officer to board the aircraft to get everybody back in their seat so that she can announce herself to the world that I'm Donald Trump's handpicked ambassador to Costa Rica. So I looked her up. This woman has zero diplomatic experience, but she does have a $5.5 million triplex for sale in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, that she has that. She was a former chairman of the art. She was a Republican operative for 20 years and a big Trump donor. And she's the ambassador. She's my representation to my country, Costa Rica. Oh, my God.
Sharon Day.
You are the most undiplomatic, self-serving, self-indulgent. I don't even want to say.